Watch, Southwest Airlines flight attendant has married women write advice to bride-to-be on napkins. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 21, 2024. A Southwest Airlines flight attendant announced that a bride-to-be was on the plane traveling to her bachelorette party and instructed married women on the flight to write their marriage advice for her on napkins so that the young woman could save them as a keepsake as she embarks on the next chapter of her life. "We have a young lady who is a bride-to-be," the flight attendant could be heard saying in a video posted to social media. "Every lady on the plane that is married or has been married, I'm gonna walk up and down the aisle, and I'm gonna give out a napkin. Watch below. If you would get out a pen or something to write with, if you would take a moment to write a little note or a piece of advice," the flight attendant continued. "What was something that you would like to have known before you became a bride that you could share with her? You can write that on the napkin so that I can pass that off to her, and she can hold on to those for a long time to remember this specific trip," the flight attendant added as the tearful bride-to-be looked at the camera in shock. The video goes on to show a montage of images of the napkins featuring marriage advice that other women on the flight passed along to the young bride-to-be. "Keep going on weekly dates. It's okay to go to bed angry," one napkin read. "Don't have any difficult conversations when you're hungry, and make sure you come first, always." Advice on another napkin echoed those sentiments, reading, "It's okay to go to bed angry, sometimes a good night's sleep is all you need." Another napkin had a contrary piece of advice, stating, "Never go to bed angry at each other. Always give a kiss to each other when starting your day and ending it. Always communicate your feelings, even if it feels awkward." Another read, adding, "Before you say, I do, make sure you know who you are as an individual so you can grow together as partners in life in a healthy way. Congrats and enjoy the ride. Find humor and love in all situations." Another advised, "Marrying your best friend is such a special moment," another said. "Remember to enjoy the little things with your partner. It's you both against anything, and, as long as you approach life together with kindness and honesty, you'll succeed." Another woman advised the bride-to-be to have her maid of honor hold a tissue for you during the ceremony so you can gesture for it if you need to wipe away tears. "And plan all you can beforehand, but, on the day, just relax, enjoy, and bask in marrying your person. My advice to my children was always, marry your best friend. Beyond that, never start doing a job you're not prepared to do forever, like ironing, and never shovel snow." Another quipped, "My best marriage advice is always show gratitude and thank your husband for everything he does for you," another said. "Even if it's small things and things he should be doing. Say thank you anyway. It will make him want to do more, and you will want to do more for him, too." Another napkin read, "Love each other to the fullest." While another said, "Always put each other first. Life is full of ups and downs, good and bad. Don't sweat the small stuff. Just let it go," another advised. "Have so much fun and live it all the way up," another woman wrote on a napkin. "I promise you, it's the best, lifelong adventure." Another simply said, "Keep a sense of humor." While another wrote, "Always find space for each other and have each other's backs. But remember to leave room for yourself, too. Always ask for what you want. Don't expect him to know," another read. Another woman said, "I wish someone would have said to me, it's a choice, not an emotion, to love every day. Choose to love him, forgive when needed, and choose to grow old together. Start your own traditions and pass them on to your own children. They will be cherished," another wrote, adding, "Love one another's family as your own. Pray together. Love and trust God." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.